A video of a family with four quote-unquote trans kids went viral across social media this week. Many conservatives were justifiably appalled and pointed out that the chances of randomly having four children with severe body dysmorphic disorder in the same family are incredibly low. Commenters on the video suggested that the mother must be mentally ill and acting out Munchausen syndrome by proxy. But this demonstrates a serious failure of the right to understand human nature. The mother of those four children was not demonstrating mental illness, but her desire to achieve social status by adopting the behaviors endorsed by the dominant moral system of the day. She was using her children as a signal of conversion to the new state religion, and this war of belief can't be won without understanding the spiritual nature of the conflict. One of the dumbest ideas ever to be embraced by the opponents of wokeness was the demonization of virtue signaling. The latest incarnation of the progressive social revolution began on college campuses, where social justice warriors would dye their hair, shout down conservative speakers, and engage in other performative histrionics to signal their devotion to leftist causes. While many professors and administrators participated in this revolutionary activity, some liberal intellectuals correctly identified this more radical wave of progressive belief as dangerous to the status quo that kept them in power. These progressive castoffs entered an awkward alliance with the very same conservatives that they had been mocking most of their lives, and so the intellectual dark web was born. The basic strategy of this alliance was to treat wokeness as a new faith and deploy the same tools that had proven so adept at dismantling Christianity as America's public religion in previous generations. Endless YouTube videos, comedy sketches, and internet posts were created to mock the new progressive vanguard for their dedication to this more radical leftist morality. Intellectuals held debates, wrote books, and recorded endless hours of podcasts that dissected and debunked the ideological basis of wokeness. The woke were derided as intolerant, moralistic, and closed-minded clowns, but instead of shrinking from the mockery and intellectual deconstruction, the progressive revolutionaries simply doubled down their efforts, winning more converts and capturing more institutions. The IDW and its conservative allies lost, and wokeness became the primary religion of America's ruling class. Humans are religious and social beings. This is so deeply woven into our nature that all efforts to expel it have failed spectacularly. Liberal modernity has trained us to see ourselves as free-thinking individuals who make rational and objective decisions, but in truth, we're very conscious of our status. People want, simultaneously, to fit into the group and to stand out as high-status individuals within that group, so we tend to observe what other high-status people do and mimic their behavior. Our decisions are more often guided by religious assumptions elevated by our peers than by our own independent rationality. Working out, dressing well, attending church, obtaining a master's degree, attending a Black Lives Matter protest, or transitioning your kids are all attempts to signal status depending on the values that dominate a society at any given time. People will always virtue signal. It's a key aspect of human nature that will never go away. The question is never, will we virtue signal, but whose virtues will be elevated? The disillusioned leftists of the IDW were elites displaced by the woke revolution that threatened their ruling status. Their alliance with conservatives was forged in an attempt to return to a moral framework that held 2000s-era liberalism as the natural default of American culture. Now, Christian conservatives should have known better than to side with the very people who had been deconstructing their own faith for decades, but the temptation to join with previously high-status elites and deploy the same tactics that had been so successfully used against them proved too alluring. Simply put, conservatives have internalized their status as beautiful losers. Christians have abdicated their responsibility to lead and have bought into the myth of secular liberalism as the moral default of the United States. Conservatives are, after all, natural defenders of the status quo. Once secular liberalism proved victorious, Republicans simply adopted the language and norms of that movement and began to defend them instead. Christians maintain some of the private aspects of their faith. but in the cultural and political realm, they fully embrace the framework of secular liberalism as the default order of their society. Couching core moral disagreements in the clinical language of mental illness only serves to demonstrate how thoroughly conservatives have internalized secular liberal rhetoric. It's not just that Christian conservatives have made themselves irrelevant. It's that they've made themselves the enthusiastic slaves of the ideology that conquered them. The right is easily defeated because it only understands the political as the opportunity to restore neutrality, while the left understands the political as the opportunity to define neutrality. There is no universal and objective standard that will mediate conflicting truth claims in society. A metaphysical framework that defines value, meaning, and the common good will always exist. You can dress this framework up in scientific jargon or intellectual pretensions, but it will still be fundamentally religious in nature. Secular liberalism was never truly secular, and wokeness is not a religious assault on secular neutrality. Wokeness is simply a more overtly spiritual continuation of the progressive revolution that toppled the Protestant Christian consensus that ruled the United States for most of its history. Secular liberalism won't defeat wokeness, and conservatives can't achieve victory by defending a neutral status quo that never existed. Christians didn't lose to secular liberalism because of rational argumentation or the power of scientific truth. We lost because our faith was weak. Wokeness may be a gutter religion, but if it's venerated by our ruling elites and rewarded by our institutions, it will be emulated by the average person. The only thing that will defeat wokeness is a more vital, beautiful, and true faith. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and click like, and if you haven't subscribed yet, now is a great time to do so. If you'd like to get these broadcasts as podcasts, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to the Orrin McIntyre podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And when you do, give it a rating or review. That really helps with the algorithm magic. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Gab or Substack, if you'd like to catch these episodes on Rumble or Odyssey, the links to do all of that are down below in the description. And of course, you can catch all of my episodes and read all of my columns over at The Blaze. Thanks for watching, guys, and as always, I'll talk to you next time.